Welcome to today's episode of the Natterday Afternoon Podcast, where my number one goal is to help you level up and take that next step to becoming the best version of yourself. Thank you guys for all the positive feedback, and I hope you've been taking the lessons learned in each episode and applying it to your life each and every day. With that being said, it's interesting how we look at just how much the actions that someone can take can have a huge impact on their life. For example, what if I started smoking a single cigarette every morning for an entire year? After a couple weeks, I probably wouldn't notice that much of a difference in my actual health or breathing. I mean, hell, I probably wouldn't even notice any difference for a couple months. But after a year, I may notice discoloration on my teeth, smoker's breath, a range of other side effects. Now, the thing is, I probably wouldn't even notice this either, because it would be such a sudden change over time. Now, let's look at another example. What if each week instead, I added a single pound to every lift in my workout routine? Again, over time, I wouldn't notice that much of a difference, but after a year, I probably wouldn't notice that much of a difference in my strength and physique until I look back at my progress pictures or I track my stats, how much weight I'm lifting. See, that's the power of habits. It's not so much in the short term, but they can have drastic impacts over a course of time. Think about it. What is success? Success on a fundamental level, when you practice good habits consistently over a long period of time, you find success. I'm sure you've heard the saying that we often overestimate what we can do in a year, but we underestimate what we can do in 5 years. The problem is, so many of us focus too much on instant wins rather than consistently practicing the right habits that will set us up to win over time. When I coach high school football, I always taught my students to never focus on the scoreboard. Rather, focus doing your job and winning your individual matchup. Now, if everyone on the team focuses on that one aspect of the game, those series of little mini wins add up and the result is points, which ultimately leads to winning the game. So often we look at champions or successful people as overnight success or get caught up in the moments when they win a championship or an award. The funny part is now is that when a champion wins or gets the special recognition, they don't just remember the award or, you know, what they're celebrating. They remember, even sometimes even talk about in their speeches, the hours and hours of practice they had to consistently put in over time to master their craft and become better and better each day. So in turn, success isn't something that just happens, but rather it's the result of good habits being performed over and over a long period of time. It's not about the talent, but the consistency. Now, Darren Hardy, author of The Compound Effect, and if you haven't read that book, I highly recommend it. But he said, success is doing half a dozen things really well, repeated 5,000 times. So today I want to discuss how to go about building good habits and how to set achievable goals, because habits and goals go hand to hand. So it's good to understand how to build a strong foundation on both of them. Now, how do you go about building good habits? The problem with trying to start a good habit is that we oftentimes try to implement too big of changes. Let's say you want to start getting up early, and you're currently waking up around 9 a.m. If you try to start waking up at 5 a.m., you're not only setting yourself up for failure, but a change that drastic isn't feasible over a long period of time. I'm not saying that isn't possible, but you're making it very hard on yourself. Now imagine if you went about it this way. Rather, start waking up 10 minutes earlier each week. So start the month off waking up around 8:50 for the first week. Not a drastic change, right? But what would happen if you did that consistently over time? Well, at the end of the first month, you'll start getting up around 8:20. Not a huge change, but what about 6 months straight of doing this? What time would you start waking up? 5 o'clock. Now, it may have taken you 6 months to accomplish your goal, but it wasn't as big of a change, and it was almost an effortless change. It's funny because it's not the big choices that have the biggest impact, but the ones that you don't think matter or count that derail us. The first step to building good habits is first becoming aware of your habits, good and bad. The best way to do this is by tracking your progress. See, all winners are trackers. You can't improve something until you measure it and know that you need to improve it. Think about athletes. You think that they don't pay attention to their stats? If we don't have stats, how can we know who's the most valuable player or the most improved player? It would be hard to make a case for either of those without strictly being opinionated. Now, if I knew that I was only averaging, let's say, 10 points a game, and I wanted to win the scoring title, I now know that I need to not only improve my scoring, but if I consistently score a certain amount of points per game, that I can bring that average up in a specific amount of time. See, one of the experiences that changed my life forever was when I joined my current company. Not just the job title itself and what I was doing, but when I truly met successful people in my life. When I met these people who had success in their business or any aspect of their life, the first thing I noticed was that they weren't that much different than me. It wasn't that I thought about that in a cocky way, but I really realized that they weren't more talented than me or even harder working than me. The biggest difference was that they put in hard work over a consistent amount of time over and over again. By doing that, they created a compounded amount of growth for not only their business, but themselves. The habits that they built over time trickled success down to what they did, what they do every day, or how they view certain activities like watching Netflix, playing video games, or going partying. So I'm not saying those activities are bad, but when I looked at how much time I spent playing video games, for instance, I noticed how much time I wasn't utilizing. Again, let's say I spent 1 hour a day watching Netflix. Doesn't seem that bad, right? Well, how many hours is that a week? It's 7 hours, which is 28 hours over a month and 336 hours over the course of a year. Now, is that bad or not? It depends on what your goals are and where you're at. If you've accomplished everything that you wanted and you're happy, by all means, it's not a bad habit. You know, you've earned that time. Now, what if you aren't happy and you've always said you wanted more time to work out or paint, for instance? Well, just by reducing the amount of time you watch Netflix to only 30 minutes a night or even just 3 times a week, well, now you've opened up 4 hours a week or 192 hours of free time over the course of a year. Now, what if you spent that time working out or studying a new language or taking an online course? How could you develop yourself in that period of time and master a new craft? Now, when it comes to building good habits, effective goal setting is a very key component to tracking your habits. You can't have good habits without goals in place. So you have to have goals in order to keep building good habits. It's very important. When setting good goals, you want to make sure that you're not only making them realistic, but you're also making them quantifiable and giving them a deadline. Now, what does it mean to make a goal quantifiable? So a lot of people, for instance, for New Year's, let's say, they would have their New Year's resolution. And one of the most common New Year's resolution is, I want to get healthy. Now, the problem with saying I want to get healthy is, how do you measure that? How can you measure the progress to getting healthy? It's kind of a arbitrary goal right there. Rather than saying I want to get healthy, if you weigh 190, for instance, let's say you want to cut down more fat, so you want to drop down to 180. Now, that's something that's quantifiable because you can track that. You have something that's a tangible number, or you can say, all right, if I want to cut down my body fat percentage, right now I'm at 23%. I can cut down to, let's say, 14%. That's healthy body weight. So putting a number to it. And this was something that really helped me, especially when working out, because this year, for example, I wanted to get stronger. Now, what is stronger? Now, how can I measure that? Of course, with weights, you can measure how much weight you're pushing. So for instance, one of the big things is I want to get my max to 315. Now, with the goal of 315 in mind, I can now track my max today and create a plan to get to 315. With the goal in mind, I now have to establish, okay, what are the right habits to make sure I can achieve that goal? So that meant having to work out a specific number of times a week, making sure each workout to add more weight and track it, making sure I stretch each night and focus on nutrition and recovery so I can perform at an optimal level in the gym and get the most optimal results. Now, because I built good habits around this goal and actually started tracking my progress, I actually had one of the biggest jumps in my overall strength and physique that I've had at any point in my fitness career. And again, this all came from not only making a goal, but also making it quantifiable. But I also gave it a deadline. So to have an effective goal, to effectively goal set, you have to make sure your goals have deadlines. The thing about giving something a deadline is that it gives you a sense of urgency and you're more likely to give it more attention. Think about whenever you had assignments in school. The teacher said, okay, you have 3 months to start an assignment or 3 months till it's due. When would you actually start it? Well, I don't know about you guys, but I know for a fact I would have started the week before it was due, the earliest, and most likely the night before. Now, imagine if you have that same assignment, but instead of it due 3 months from now, it's due the next day. You still would most likely put in the same amount of work that you would do in the scenario where you waited last minute, but your final product would actually be better. Now, why is that? So studies show that when a task is given a ton of urgency, we put our best foot forward to making that task a priority, which in turn increases overall performance. Now, if I would have said that I wanted to get my max at 315 without having a specific deadline, I probably wouldn't put it on the top of my priority list. Now, with my goal of getting 315 by June, for instance, with that deadline, I knew I only had a given amount of months to hit this goal, which made me feel like I had to, you know, go harder right now, not months from now, but right now. And that sense of urgency, it just showed in my results. So overall, when it comes to setting goals, I highly recommend writing them down, of course, and making sure you're visualizing what you actually want. Now, how can you know what you're playing for if you don't know what goals you want to accomplish? Right? Everyone says you want to be successful, but what is success to you? What do you want to do in your life? Now, I'm a really big sports fan. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are as well. But imagine if sports didn't have goals, because that's all really sports are. It's all goals. Think about it. In basketball, you have a field goal, all right? What is a field goal? It's making the ball in the goal. What is football? Or how do you score in football? You cross the goal line or you kick the ball through the field goal. Or soccer, hockey, any sport you can really think of, they all have goals. And when you hit these goals, you get points. Now, how do you win a game? You get the most points. But how do you get the most points? You hit the most goals in that game. So it's just like in life. If you hit more and more goals, you're getting closer to your definition of success or what you want to accomplish. So it's always keeping that in mind. So you want to make sure that you actually write down your goals, because as you write down your goals and you start checking them off, you're realizing, okay, I'm getting the things that I want to accomplish in my life done. So I'm getting closer to that, you know, that definition of success. So at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're not setting too big of goals, but you also want to make sure that you're setting goals that are achievable and not completely out of reach. Like if I woke up one day and just said I wanted to make an MBA, I'm not saying that it is 1000% out of the question, but I think we can all agree that what I'm trying to accomplish is really out of reach. But what if I start setting small goals and building off those? Again, successful people don't just hit one milestone and then it's done. They've done everything they wanted to do. They are constantly achieving more and more things in their life, because once you hit one goal, that is the perfect time to set the next goal and then check off that next goal one at a time. It's so hard to gain momentum, but when you do, that's the hardest challenge, because you want to keep it going. You know, momentum is gained and lost every day. So you always have to keep in mind that once you hit one goal, you're starting to get in rhythm, starting to get that stride, and then you got to keep it going. So make sure you're making your goals realistic, but also quantifiable with a concrete deadline. So guys, those are tips to building good habits and how to effectively set strong goals. Now, the main thing is to remember consistency over time. The more committed you are to adding these good habits to your life over the long period of time, the more you'll benefit from the compound effect of all of them together. Guys, don't forget to check out Essentials launch this Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They are debuting their full tracksuit paired with a cashmere top and cashmere bottom. Guys, it's an absolute game changer. It's one of the most comfiest pairs of sweatpants I've ever had, and there's only a limited amount of these on their shelves. Don't forget you can treat yourself to a special discount when you use my code Dustin10 at checkout. That code's going to be linked in the episode description down below, along with a link to go directly to Essential's website. If you like today's episode, make sure to leave a review and share with a friend too. You know, it really helps the show out and it lets me know what topics you guys want me to cover in future episodes. So guys, thanks again for tuning in and have a great Natterday afternoon.